When hybrid cars first hit showroom floors, the main selling point was fuel efficiency. With engines powered by gas and electricity, autos like the Toyota Prius got 50 to 70 miles on a single gallon of gas. But hybrids are changing. A car like the new Honda Accord Hybrid uses an electric motor to boost its gasoline engine, giving it more horsepower than the same model without the hybrid. Cambridge, Massachusetts Honda salesman James Bulger says these hybrids have traded in much of their potential fuel economy.
It's completely a different concept than what the first cars that were hybrid technology came out to do.
But these new hybrids don't sit well with a group of hybrid owners who are still driven by fuel efficiency. It's almost become an obsession for some. These mileage maniacs swap fuel economy tips on the internet. They tweak their driving techniques to squeeze more and more miles from each tank of gas. Dave Bassage of Walton, West Virginia, is one of those mad about mileage types, and he joins us now from behind the wheel of his Toyota Prius. Dave, where are you heading, and what kind of mileage are you getting right now?
Well, we're on McCorkle Avenue, which is near Charleston, West Virginia, headed for a little town called St. Albans. We've been going about 6 miles so far, and right now we're getting 81.8 miles per gallon.
That's pretty impressive, but I'm guessing you want to do even better. So how are you going to improve on that through how you drive?
What we'll be doing is trying to minimize our energy flow to and from the battery of the hybrid, and to coast at every possible chance, or actually a form of coasting that we call gliding. The way the hybrid car works, or at least the way the Prius works, is that whenever you take your foot off the gas, the electric motors turn into generators and put electricity back into the battery. If you slightly depress your foot on the accelerator while you're doing that, you disengage those electric motors so that you're essentially just freewheeling.
And so gentle acceleration, right? Is that the deal?
Yeah, we've been actually experimenting with different techniques for accelerating. There was a while when we thought that brisk was the way to go, but the more we've tested, the more we found that a pretty mild acceleration level is best. The car will show you both its instantaneous and cumulative fuel economy figures. And so essentially we try to accelerate in a way that will maximize those instantaneous numbers, which means keep that number just as high as you can.
What's your personal best? What's the most mileage you've had out of one tank of gas?
My best tank so far was 71 miles per gallon, which was my last tank. It seems like I'm getting better, or the car's getting better at all times.
Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I should probably say that Dave and I, we've known each other for a while. And Dave, as I recall, you didn't always drive the way you're describing driving here for us today. You used to be a pretty fast driver.
Yeah, Jeff, you remember correctly. People used to refer to it as Dave Warp Speed. I pretty routinely exceeded the speed limit, and my main goal was to just see how fast I could get wherever I wanted to go. But, you know, it's amazing. Once you get all this instrumentation in front of you and you get that instant feedback that shows you just how well you're doing, it can change you.
Another thing I recall is you have a bit of a competitive streak. And as I understand it, you have found a way to make this maxing out of your mileage. This has become a contest for you. What do you have planned along those lines?
Well, what we'll be doing in a couple of weeks is that four of us will be driving one Prius, taking turns behind the wheel, nonstop. We'll start at 6 o'clock on a Friday on a full tank of gas and drive until we run out. And our goal is just to see how far we can possibly get on a single tank of gas.
And this is pretty organized. You've got a course laid out and all of this stuff?
Yeah, one of the other drivers has discovered a stretch of road where he's been able to consistently score 100 mile per gallon legs. He just suggested what would be possible if we could only get a few other drivers to help, and a few of us stepped up, so we're coming from all points of the compass to have fun going nowhere for a whole weekend in Pittsburgh.
You've basically turned driving like my grandma into a contest here, haven't you?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
How did all this come about? How did you hook up with all of these other Prius drivers anyway?
Well, when I first got interested in a hybrid vehicle and I started doing research online, I discovered there were a number of discussion forums where people compared notes about their cars. And that's how I kind of hooked up with this guy. believe it or not, even though I'm considered a fanatic about my fuel economy, I'm probably the least fanatical of the four of us who will be driving, and actually have had the least success in terms of high miles per gallon numbers. The others have all done even better than my 70 mile per gallon tank. Pardon me for a second. I'm dealing with a traffic situation here.
Sure, I think that takes priority.
Yeah, I caught up to somebody actually going slower. Piece of earth-moving equipment.
You don't really expect everybody else out on the road to drive the way that you're driving, with this almost hyper attention to detail about saving energy with every push on the gas pedal, do you?
No, not at all. Certainly, those of us who drive like this, we put a lot more energy into our driving than most people will do. But there are aspects of what we do that others may choose to take on. It could be as simple as just making sure you've got good tire pressure in your tires. It could be slowing down by 5 miles per hour or 10 miles per hour and recognizing that that could save you almost that many miles per gallon. If you think of it as what's going into your pocketbook, then maybe that gives a little more incentive to drive a little slower.
Past a gas station yet?
Passing one right now.
Do you notice what's a gallon of gas going to cost you there in Charleston?
I don't even pay as much attention to that as I used to. I believe we're up just shy of $2.30.
I think that's a very telling comment, that the guy doesn't even know how much a gallon of gas is. Everyone else, I'm guessing, is pretty keenly aware of that.
Yeah, they probably are. I have done the math and figured out it cost me just about 3 cents a mile to drive this car in gas.
Wow.
Mostly, I've noted for the first time in my life, I find myself stopping at gas stations for something besides gas. I need to replenish me more often than I need to replenish the car.
When he's not driving his Toyota Prius around, Dave Bassage works for the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection. Thanks for talking with us today, Dave.
Thank you, Jeff.
On the next Living on Earth, he picked cotton at age 4, wrestled professionally in his 20s, made a small fortune fixing cars and trucks, and flew airplanes for the U.S. Mail. And when he left this world, he left behind a brand new tomato that people still grow and eat today. Meet Radiator Charlie.
Anything I ever wanted to do, I've done. I've always had a mind of doing things that nobody else couldn't do.
The story of Radiator Charlie's mortgage lifter tomato, next time on Living on Earth. This week with the sounds that cars and trucks, hybrid or not, make as they cross the Rodenkirchner Bridge in Cologne, Germany. With a few well-placed microphones and some studio savvy, Michael Rosenberg created this sonic symphony. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Eileen Balinski, Chris Ballman, Steve Gregory, and Ingrid Lobet, with help from Jenny Cecil Moore, Kelly Cronin, and Michelle Queter. Our interns are Max Thielander and Sarah Williams. Our technical director is Dennis Foley. Steve Kerwood is the executive producer of Living on Earth. Allison Dean composed our themes, environmental sound art courtesy of Earth Ear. You can find us at livingonearth.org. I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt, smoothies, and milk. 10% of profits are donated to efforts that help protect and restore the Earth. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from NPR member stations and the Ford Foundation for reporting on U.S. environment and development issues, and the Oak Foundation for coverage of marine issues.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.